Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Lampe is here. Jim has become a great member of our brain trust over the last half dozen years. He's the founder of Lampe & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, author of Great to Excellent. He's our good friend, Jim. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. It's good to have you back, and I love what you want to talk about today. You want to talk about growth. And I've written a number of articles. I've talked about this hundreds of times on the show with you and with other experts. And I remind small business owners that growth for its own sake has the potential to be dangerous. All growth is not good. If you don't have a plan, especially if you haven't checked with your own organization to make sure it's ready for that, right?
Absolutely, and when we see new entrepreneurs who maybe are going up the path for the first time, have their first company that they've started, sometimes they pick the wrong metrics to evaluate and monitor their growth. And there's nothing wrong with growth if we do it the right way and have a plan on how we're going to do it.
Right, and the plan is multifaceted, right? I mean, it needs to deal with why you're doing it. I remind people that you and I both have seen companies grow, and they didn't check with their customers, and their customers didn't like it.
And it's so easy to upset that delicate balance in a startup when you start growing based on the wrong metrics. You know, far too many leaders seem to think that revenue is the right single metric in terms of judging success, and it can get you into all kinds of trouble.
I told a business owner yesterday. I said, "It's not what you make; it's what you keep."
Absolutely, and at least if there's some balance, if it's revenue plus other key metrics, whether it be cash flow or profitability or something else, So there has to be a mix. It's, you know, that old balanced scorecard methodology where you're looking at several things, not just how many dollars
right.
do we capture in the revenue pot.
Well, a couple of other things that you have to pay attention to is number your people, for one thing. How many times have you seen people grow to the next level, and all of a sudden they get this horrible sick feeling in their gut when they realize that this beloved employee that literally helped them get to where they are today, that they would adopt, that they would give them a kidney, they love them like a family member. They couldn't. This person has sacrificed for the company, can no longer be successful in the new level of growth. That's a horrible feeling that happens, doesn't it?
Happens all the time. You know, there's a book that's been out for many years. And the title is, "What Got You Here Won't Get You There," and it meant
right.
the business issues. But I've taken that and turned it around. So, you know, sometimes the people who got you here can't get there. And it doesn't make them bad people.
Right.
But the only, after running three public companies, I've found the only thing that you can guarantee in running a company is jobs will always outgrow people. Always.
Say that again.
Even whether it's going to, jobs will always outgrow people.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. It doesn't make them bad people, but the fact is, even at the CEO or leadership level, that job could outgrow me. And we've got to constantly be watching and figuring out how do we get the right people in the right seats. And maybe the skill set that got them there when we started the company together, at some point, maybe those the job outgrows the people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, another thing that happens is we get the idea that that we can capitalize, that the growth comes, growth is self-capitalizing. But it's the opposite, isn't it? I mean, how many times have you you heard of the I love this story that I threw together years ago, that, you know, I bumped into a guy one day, and I said, "How's business?" He says, "It's great. Customers are lined up out the door." And I ran into him 6 months later, and I said, and he looked horrible. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, I succeeded myself out of business. I couldn't fund my own growth."
Yeah, and you know, the opposite is just as scary, and that is no growth. I often have CEOs and owners that'll say, "You know, why do I have to grow the company? I just want to, you know, a lifestyle business and take distributions and enjoy things."
Yeah.
And I guess that's okay, but as you and I know, if you're not growing, you're probably dying.
I have a friend who says you're either growing or you're ripe and rotten. either green and growing or ripe and rotten. That's what he said. No, that's exactly right, because when you're not growing, that's the word that really needs to be defined, isn't it? What is growth? Is it growth that keeps you relevant? If you're gonna do the lifestyle thing like you were just talking about, Jim, you still have to grow enough to be relevant, don't you? To maintain relevance.
And that means the big three are things you've got to pay attention to: the people, the processes, and the way you run the business, and the culture. And any one of those can get really upset when you try to overgrow or you don't grow. So there's a fine line of the right amount, but not too much, and certainly not too little.
Well, if you've got a business that's growing at, say, 8% a year, which is good, but not overheated, but you're only putting 2% profit on the bottom line, there's a gap between your growth and your funding ability, right? If you retain those earnings, and you've got if your days receivable and your days payable are, you know, are 20 days, you know, if the number is 20 days between those two, and you double that with double growth, you got to fund 20 more days of receivables, right?
And what most entrepreneurs don't think about is their bank, their best bank, is really their receivable pot and their inventory. That's the first place you can go to fund growth, right? And most of them don't get that.
That's right. We're going to dwell on that a little bit more when we come back, folks, because that's the real shocker for a lot of people, that growth is self-funding. And it's one of the big lies of being in business. Jim Alampi, I need your website quickly, please.
www.alampi.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.